Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Father, you're awake. Here, your head, I'm sure it hurts. I got you some ice for when you woke up. Shh, yes, your hands are tied, but don't worry. I'll take care of you. See? This feels good, doesn't it? Father, I'm so sorry that I had to do this. I just needed to see you alone. Don't struggle. You're still too weak. I drugged you last night, after the service. It was lovely, by the way. Your homilies always move me. You're the best priest I've ever had the honor of being an altar girl for. I remember when you first came to our parish. I was a little bit nervous seeing the old priest go, but they said he had a calling somewhere else. So you came here. And you immediately took an interest in me the way no one else ever had. I've always felt like you understood me, Father. I feel like whenever you look at me, you see straight through this good girl facade that I wear. You know what my true desires are. And you don't run away from them, do you? Don't argue. You don't run away from me because you love me, Father. Oh, you're confused. You just woke up and you have a very nasty bump on the head. You haven't eaten in a while. There's probably still drugs in your system. And sleeping on the ground in my basement can't have been very comfortable. But it's going to be okay, Father. I'm here, and I'll take care of you. You can trust me. Because I can see through you too, Father. I know what you want, and I know that you want it from me. But I'm getting ahead of myself. The most important reason that I want to talk to you is so that you can hear my confession and forgive me for my sins. Can you do that? Don't give me that look. You know you have to. Father, in order to keep your vows, you have to hear my confession, and you have to forgive me. That is, as long as I take my penance. You do serve God, don't you? So do the right thing, and hear mine. See, that wasn't so hard to agree to. Now, I'm going to untie your hands, but your feet are still shackled to the wall, so don't get any ideas. There you go. Now, can you hold my hands while I confess? Please? I've done horrible things, Father, and I'm afraid of God's wrath. I know that He's forgiving, but I just need reassurance right now. So please, while we pray? Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins because of thy just punishments, but most of all because they offend thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to sin no more and to avoid the near occasions of sin. My last confession was 1 week ago. But until today, I have never given a completely honest confession. This will be my first. I touch myself sexually. I entertain dirty thoughts about being fucked, being raped. A lot of those fantasies are about you, Father. I think about your cock hardening when I'm around. When you hear me say words like cunt, pussy. The nuns at school would never allow me to use such language. They would have me punished. That's another one of my sins, actually. I like being punished. I like being made to stand in front of the class, bend over, and be spanked. I like being humiliated. I like the sting of the ruler. It makes me wet. It makes my pussy drip for the rest of the day. And then I go home, and I hide in my room while I finger fuck myself, imagining that it's your cock sliding in and out of me. I'm dirty, Father. I'm corrupted. My mind is filled with eroticism and sins of sexual gluttony. But there's one more sin I must confess. A sin that I haven't committed yet. I'm going to break your vow of chastity. It's okay, it's okay. Shh. Stop struggling. If you yell or try to push me away one more time, I'll fuck you while you're unconscious and then accuse you of rape. Do you understand, Father? Good. Now, let me take your hands. How does that feel? When was the last time you put your hands on a girl's cunt? Rub, Father. Pleasure me. God, you're amazing. Keep going. I didn't wear panties under my skirt today just for you. Can you feel how wet I am? Soak your fingers. Oh. Take them off. Now suck on them. Taste me. Do it. How does my cunt taste, Father? Have you imagined this? Tasting my juices? I know you have. Now, don't struggle. I'm going to climb on top of you. Well, would you look at that? You're not soft at all. You're getting hard doing this. Serving your little altar girl. Let's take a look at this cock of yours. Oh, God. Father. You know, you really are doing the world a disservice, wearing this away for the rest of your life. How does that feel? My fingers grazing your shaft. By the looks of it, your cock likes it very much. Stop talking. Keep sucking on those fingers. I'm in control now, and all you have to do is be an obedient servant to my will. I know that's not hard for you. And now that you're nice and hard for me, it's time to fuck. Father, oh, you're amazing. I've never had more than two fingers inside me. You're so big. Fuck me, Father. Please, sin. Oh, doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it exhilarate you to break the rules? How long has it been since you indulged like this? Months? Years? Or do you touch yourself all the time? Are you just as much a sinner as I am? Either way, I can tell you like this. You're about to come, aren't you? I can feel it. Don't you dare pull out. I want to feel your seed inside of me. Keep going. That was perfect. I think I'm going to keep you here. And we can do this all the time. And I'll just have you forgive my sins over and over and over again. You wouldn't want me to go to hell, would you? And you certainly don't want to. I thought so. I am sorry for my sins and any others I may have forgotten. Sweet dreams.